I'm going to look at the Book of Kings, and we're going to look at a familiar story about David and Saul and Goliath. And what happened to me during the trip here was a song in which the Christian singer talked about doing little things and not forgetting that little things are important, that each one of us may not, the songwriter said, be able to do anything great in the world's opinion or in history's opinion or maybe even in our own opinion. But, the songwriter said, we can do something good. We can visit someone, or we can be nice to someone, or we can help someone. I was reminded as I came here about a video I saw on the internet this week of a person with autism coming up to the worker in a ShopRite or whatever the store was and looking at the person and staring at the person, and the person decided to hand this young male, I think it was orange juice or whatever it was, something like that, and he put it in the counter, and he just stood there and he just did this over and over again, and the parents said that it was a miracle that they were able to capture his attention and get him to do that task, repeated task over and over again, willingly, without any getting unfocused. Well, maybe that's a little thing, but maybe, like the parents said, it's a miracle. It's something very, very big. And so it reminded me of David and reminded me of how the story of David talks about having to do with what you've got and not worrying about something else. And you know the story. It's the story of Saul. Now, Saul is a big, strong, strapping man, probably 6 foot plus, and a powerful man who is the king of Israel. And he's fighting against the Philistines. And the Philistines are also described for us as big giants of people, strong warriors and powerful warriors and the like. And the Philistines are winning. And the Israelites are losing. And it comes to the point where the Israelites say, we are but grasshoppers in their sight. So they're losing heart. They're losing faith. They're being defeated, and they don't know what to do because they're beginning to believe themselves as just grasshoppers in the sight of the Philistines. And David says, well, I can do something about that. And everybody says, oh, yeah, sure. Now, David is an image of a much smaller person, slighter person, a youth, maybe 16 or 18 years old, and he's going to fight a seasoned warrior, Goliath, and the Philistine army. And so he says, no, let's taunt them and let's get after them. Now, I can imagine a lot of people saying, you can't do that. You'll never be able to succeed in doing that. I can imagine people saying, that's impossible. Don't be foolish. Such things can never happen. Who do you think you are anyway? I can hear people saying, hey, you're just a kid. I can hear people saying, what do you know about being a warrior? What do you know about fighting in battles? You don't have any experience. You're not anybody. You're nobody. You're not part of the army. You're not part of the establishment. You're not part of anything. And besides that, this one-on-one thing, that's not what we do. We don't do that. That isn't the way it's done. And David says, well, yeah, everything you say about me is true. But why don't we try something else? Why don't we do it a different way? And I can just imagine all these people saying, oh, my, isn't he just a fool? But David prevails because there is no choice. They are just grasshoppers before the Philistines, and they're going to be defeated. And so it says in the book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel in the 17th chapter, and it says, so Saul calls David and said, all right, if you're going to go out there and meet the challenger, go and the Lord be with you. And here's what I'm going to give you. Here's my armor. He says, I'm going to give you my armor, which is a bronze helmet, and clothe him with a coat of mail and a sword. And David put all this stuff on, and it says, it was so big, it was so hairy, it was so cumbersome, that he couldn't walk. It says David couldn't move. He's inside of this bronze helmet and this sheet of mail for a big, much bigger man. He's got a huge sword in his hand. He can't carry all this stuff from the past. And to me, it's so indicative. You know, we want to clothe the present with the past, and we want to clothe the future with the past. And every time I hear that kind of thing is, that's not the way it's done, or you can't do that, or you're destroying 50 years of the way it's been done, or the corporation always did it, whatever it's going to be. I always think, well, yeah, let's try something new. David did. And so it says David took off all that stuff because it wasn't for him. It wasn't his kind of thing. He couldn't function with that. But he was a shepherd. And he used to take care of sheep and protect them from the wolves. Now, it doesn't say that David charged the wolves. It doesn't say that David was brave with a sword and slew the wolves. It doesn't say that David did anything like that. It said David stood at a safe distance from the wolves, and he had a slingshot, two cords with a little sling on the end, and he, as a child, had gotten good at it. You know, if you're watching sheep, it's like watching paint dry, you know? You just it can't be very interesting. So a young boy, a shepherd, is going to want to do something with himself, throw rocks or sticks or do something. So he, for many years watching his father's flocks, had perfected throwing a rock, maybe at a stone or at something, knock the can off, whatever it was going to be. He was a deadly shot, a deadly shot. And so he went out to great Goliath, who was depending on his cumbersome armor and his cumbersome ways, and he said, I challenge you to the duel, and they accept. And Goliath says, ha, 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 you're nothing. Goliath is not ready. He's not ready for the new. He can't understand that. What's this new thing? What is that? Don't be ridiculous. That's just a slingshot. That can't be anything. I'll tell you a secret. I'm embarrassed to say that I told my children that the fax machine would never catch on. I said, no way, not going to happen. I should have invested in fax machines, but instead I said, no, they cannot catch on. I told people that people will always want to read a book. And it's true, a lot of people like to read a book. And I said, the e-reader, not going to happen. So I myself, from experience, am stuck in the way it was. You know, the way I got my shoes in the mud, too. And David, of course, prevails because the cumbersome, mighty Goliath, bigger and stronger and better equipped in the old way, was defeated by a young, strapping lad who was willing to see beyond that, swing that thing, and smack him, as we know the story, straight in the head, embedding the rock in his head, probably causing a cerebral hemorrhage, and knocked him over. Won the day. It's a great story to be reminded of that. David went on to other greatness, and he himself, honestly, got stuck in the mud too. In his time, he did. But at least this one incident reminds us that, you know, we can break the mold, we can get out of the mire and try, with a new outlook, to try something new. And that can be, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to use Gary this morning. This week, I ran into a whole lot of people who said, and just forgive me, Gary, for using this story, why is that? They kept saying to me, why is that? And I said, well, it is. And they said, but why is it? I said, I don't know why it is. It is. And they said, well, we have to change it. And I said, well, yeah, I got that, but it's probably impossible. So why don't we adapt to it or adjust to it or respond to it? How would we do that? It has to change. I said, well, if it's so that it isn't going to change, then how about you changing? How about you coming up with a new approach, a new aspect, trying something different to approach the way it is? Well, the way it is wrong. Yeah, I got it. I got it, I got that. And I guess maybe like yourselves, I'm over 50. I've had plenty of opportunities of saying, it's wrong, or I don't agree, but you know what? It was either adapt or die, as they say in business, right? Adapt or die. You go out of business if you don't adapt. And that's what people have to do with their own lives and their own families and their own churches, I guess. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in this faith unto everlasting life. Amen.